kind of sad for the net because Jody Joseph J. Kalina Jr. passed away on November 24th. Anyways, Jody was born on August the 11th, 1938, and passed away November 24th, 2013. Joseph Jody J. Kalina Jr. was called home to be with the Lord on the 24th day of November, 2013, in Memphis, Texas, surrounded by his family. He was born in El Campo, Texas on August the 11th, 1938, and grew up in Garwood, Texas. He was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army in 1960. He married Alice Lorraine Levanick, and I hope I pronounced that right, on June 4th, 1960, and then moved to Thule, France, for, with the military. In 1964, he returned to Garwood, Texas, where he and his family lived most of his life. He owned the Kalina Oil Company in Garwood, Texas, and in 2000, he retired and sold his business in 2002. In 2006, he and Alice moved to Memphis, Texas, and made it their home. Jody is survived by his loving wife, Alice, also his daughters, Jacqueline C. Colleen Snyder, and husband, Kurt, Kelly J. Kalina Pickett, and husband, Jeff, and Pamela L. Kalina Guzman, and husband, Johnny Jr. He also leaves behind a brother, Gerald F. Kalina, and his wife, Ty, and sister, Susan Stacy. Jody was blessed with 8 grandchildren, Dean and Jennifer Pfeiffer, Amanda and Jess Widener, Amber and Jonathan Polk, Preston Pickett, and Cole Pickett. He was also blessed with 1 great-grandchild, Grayley Polk. He was preceded in death by his father, Joseph Joe J. Kalina Sr. Jody was an amateur radio operator, extra class, for over 60 years. Over these years, some of the most notable events he assisted an amateur radio operator were saving the life of a fisherman located in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida, and helping hurricane evacuees and assisting with local bike-a-thon. Jody enjoyed woodworking, building and flying model airplanes and helicopters, and traveling both within the U.S. and internationally. He had a strong conviction for family and his friends in the community. In one of his immediate family members or friends, if one of his needed help, he was always available. He enjoyed mentoring his daughters while growing up and teaching them how to be strong and independent women. He will be missed dearly by his loving family and circle of friends. And visitation was on Monday, November the 25th. And then the funeral took place on Tuesday the 26th of November at 1 p.m. at St. Rocha's Catholic Church in Mintz, Texas. In lieu of flowers or anything, you can send memorial to, to St. Roque Catholic Church, 1600 Fieldsburg Road, Allington, Texas, or MD Anderson Cancer Research at 1515 Holcomb Boulevard, Houston, Texas, or the Bernardo Volunteer Fire Department, 2845 Farm Road 949, Cat Spring, Texas. This time we'll have a word of scripture. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which are asleep in Jesus with God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall it be ever with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This time we'll have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for the friendship of Jody and his family. We just thank you, Lord, for being able to work with him and have him as a friend, and we're going to miss him greatly. We just pray that you'll go with the family during this time of the loss. In Jesus' name, amen. Joanne, I'll turn it back over to you to take comments in 5NEV.
All right. Thank you, Ray. In 5NEV, K5As and K. All right. Anyone like to make a comment? Go ahead. Go ahead, George.
He's a great friend. Miss him a lot. Looking forward to seeing him and crossing trails with him again in the resurrection. K5, BMR.
All right. Thank you, George. Anyone else?
K5OUJ.
Go ahead, James.
I used to talk to him on the air as he go to the VA there in Austin, as I'm a VA vet, go there too, and I listened to him on the air. And we powwowed on there, but he thought he went by my house, but that was about 2 miles off the road. Anyway, he learned a whole lot, and I did too, about geography. N5OUJ, thank you.
All right, thank you, James. Anyone else?
JD5CNT.
Go ahead, Andy.
Good morning, no traffic.
Okay, we've got you. Thank you, Andy. Anyone else have a word they'd like to say about Jody? All right, we've lost a real good friend there, so anyone else want to say anything before we continue? All right, thank you, Ray.
Say one thing, we're going to miss him at the picnic because he's there every year, and he's always jolly, never complains about anything, so we're really going to miss him in 5NEV.
Yeah, we sure are. He was a tremendous help to me and to the net, so we are going to miss him. Thank you, Ray. Anyone else?